Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
I'm having been blessed one more time to come before you as I get a chance to get all my devices up and running. It's truly, truly an awesome time when we're able to stand before you or be before you talking about some issues in our neighborhood, things that are going to make us better. It's truly, truly a blessing. And I'm truly happy to be. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, excited to the utmost to be before you, because what we have going on today, we look like we're getting a little problem with our internet in regards to Facebook, but we're going to keep on trying to get it up. This is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's all about what we can do and make a difference in our neighborhood. It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in the neighborhood. And we want you to be a part of it by focusing on block by block. Your house, my house, our neighborhood, our block. By calling in. The call in number today is 347. So I'm getting a call here on my device today. So that's how things are. 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. I will ask for your location, and then you will begin to have a part, an awesome part in this show. And that's what it's all about. It's all about making it happen. So I am up live on my cell in regards to making sure if I can flip it around right quick. Come on, man. Okay, there we go. So we're now on Facebook, so you can check us out on Facebook as well. We're going to talk about awesome topics today. The title of the day topic is, Why Do a Man, Woman Become Undateable? I want you to think about that for a second as I give you some more information so you can be a part of the show. You can go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also have an opportunity to email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. Let's add the 22 because it's in 22. We got came up with this email. Again, that's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. You can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, along with the Smith Way production, and also at Lorenzo Smith 15. On Instagram, we're being broadcast on two devices today, as well as Facebook, and I'll share the Facebook account with you right quick. We're being broadcast on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Thank you, Alpha, Alpha, Zeta, Zeta, joining us, the ladies of, the finer ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Sarah, thank you for taking time to join us, along with Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And we are partners with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We also are being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/drldlertos. So we're getting the word out. But this is an interactive network. We're called a internet station. We're using all the forms of social media to get the word out besides blog talk. Radio. Again, the number so you can call in and be a part of the show, meaning if you want to share your thoughts, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, your location. I'll ask you, and then you can chat with Dr. Laura Levine Smith. We also want to let you know that you can watch our episodes, our on-demand episodes, by going to Instagram, and that's with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, along with the many other accounts. We have an opportunity so you can be a part of it. That's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15 or President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith. You can check out our episode because we run them on there. You also can go to Twitter. And I call out the Twitter account, which is WVSW_talk_internet_talk_radio. You can check us out there. And as well as Facebook. You can go back and see our on-demand episode. But if you go to Blog Talk Radio, go to Google search, type in WVSW Radio, and it'll take you to Blog Talk Radio. It'll take you to our internet station, and you can click on the episode. We have 582 shows that's available. This is our fifth year, and we call it our five-year anniversary, being able to broadcast from September 25th. We're so glad we have this opportunity to come before you. Now, we want to share one more thing with you because it's important before we get into our format. We want you to register for our giveaways. We partner with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, TriStat LLC with Mr. William Scott, a consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama, along with L&A Lawn Service out of South Central Alabama, Mr. Tony Stallworth, and also WVSW team members, the radio team members, put in to make sure the word and make sure our prizes, make sure our gifts are available. We're excited now to be giving away 10 trips where we take care of the hotel fare. That's part of our raffle so far in the last 2 years. Our most recent trip for Thanksgiving, we gave and raffled off a trip to Las Vegas. It was a three-night, four-day trip, and our winner was Miss Audrey Stinson. Thank you, Ms. Stinson, for taking time to listen and registering for our giveaway. We also give away vouchers or food vouchers, gas vouchers, gift cards. We have no problem. We give away books. Some of the authors that have been on the show, and we had quite a few authors. We have books available, whether they're on relationship, whether they're on doing financial aid in college or just love. It's just so many things here. Or on education, we have many books and many authors who's been on the show. A shout out to Sarah Nicole S. Brown of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She has 3 books that she have available. She actually has 13 books being published, but we have 3 of the copies available. A shout out to Sarah, and I give it Scarlett Harvey Black. I'm looking over because I'm trying to make sure I call out her name. She had a book, had a baby, her first book she produced is available. We also have myself. I have 2 books that's available that we've given away, and one of them is on education, what happened to the passion, and the second one is on don't be scared to love. Also, a shout-out to another one of my frat brothers, which is Trey Johnson. Family Scars is one of his books. And the second one is How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. So we do want you to be a part of this, and we want you to purchase a book. We have several other authors that have been on, and we can go into detail more. We're going to make sure we give a shout-out to them as well. A lot of all my sisters and brothers are Phi Beta Sigma, Fraternity Incorporated and Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated as a part of this. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to Christopher Bennett creator, member of Beta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We want to give a shout out to Jacqueline Davis. Thank you, Jacqueline, for taking time to be a part of. And also PBS underscore Ada Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you for taking time. We got an awesome show planned. And we want to get to the show. We're going to talk about our sponsors. We're going to talk about you being a part of the raffle by registration. Let me tell you how I did tell you that. Where you sit, you have an opportunity to be a part of the raffle. And the next one coming up is a 3-day, 4-night trip to Atlanta. We'll be giving away on December the 10th. And then we'll be giving away for one for Christmas. This could be your Christmas gift. A five-day, six-day trip to Cancun, Mexico. So I need you to register, and how you register is to send me your name or a means of transaction. It could be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, and what happened there, we take your name along with your Cash App or whatever your name means of transaction, put it in our raffle container, and we raffle off using that. But we also send you a love offering. By having your means of transportation, expect to get something from WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're doing it from time to time. We just need to make sure we have that information. So you can send that to my email, your name or your means of transaction, Lorenza B. Smith 15 at gmail.com. And that's Lorenza, D as in David, Smith 15 at gmail.com. So we want to get all that out. So we're really excited. Be a part of it, because we've had some awesome individuals. Matter of fact, Ms. Jacqueline Davis was winner of one of our trips as well to Atlanta. Thank you so much, Ms. Davidson, for being a part of this. And we want to congratulate you for continuing to listen and watch. Thank you so much. Let's talk about, when do a man or woman become undateable? I want you to think about it. You have an opportunity to dialogue with me. You just don't have to call. And you can do this opportunity on the comment part of each one of the social media sites and type in your comments. Type in your name along with your means of transaction as well. I'll get it from there. I have no problem. But I want you to make sure you have an opportunity to be a part of our giveaway, as well as comment. It's interactive. So the question is, when do a man or woman become undateable? I want you to think about that. How we're going to address this in a real talk manner is that we want to look at undateable. How do you identify, explain, or define undateable? Think about that. I would say a person who have been abused in a relationship, you are now undateable. A person who lacks effective communication, you are undateable. A person who's not honest, it's hard to want to date someone who lies to you all the time. A person is not trustworthy. They tell you they're going somewhere and they never go there. Or they tell you they're going somewhere, they're going to be back in a time frame and they never get back. Sometimes days and sometimes weeks. So they ghost you. That you become undateable because you ghost that person. A person who has low expectations, not only for themselves, but for you as well, or the relationship. A person who lacks love for themselves. Self-love is so important. You need to love yourself before you can love someone else. A person who doesn't have the ability to have to be in a good relationship with themselves. You cannot be in a relationship with anybody, man or woman, unless you can have a positive relationship with yourself. So we ask the question, when do a man or woman become undateable? And truly, it's a lot of things going on there, but I want you to think about the relationships you have been in. Think about whether or not someone was undateable. Is that the reason why you all did not last long? So what do a undateable relationship look like? Before we go to that, let's talk about relationship. What a relationship? You have various categories of relationship. You have a family relationship. You have a situation relationship, a situationship. You have a person that a romantic relationship. You have a lifelong partner relationship. These are the things that identify. So when we put undateable relationship together, we want to see how it looks to you. And I'm asking you, give a shout out to Tina Robinson. Thank you so much. Truly a person I love because she's an awesome person that's giving back. She's a part of our team, WBSW Radio, the internet station team. She time to time come on and share her thoughts, but she's doing awesome work for our Lord and Savior. Her ministry is Owning My Own Truth. And Tina can really share with you some of the things that she knows she had to address, where even when she came up with a ministry, she had to own the truth of what was happening to her. So that person no longer became dateable. That person no longer became a important part in the relationship of her life. So we're talking about relationship. We're talking about all of these tiers of it, all of these ideals of what a relationship is. Now I'll give what exactly. I'm going to read out what Tina put down, and it's Tina Robinson. I call her the lady with the boots on the ground. She's out in Oakland, California. She's always doing something to make a difference in our community. So we want to give her a shout out because as a team member of WBSW Radio, bring some expertise that keeps us thinking on our toes. Thank you so much, Tina, because truly we love you. But Tina wrote, true to power. Women and men are undateable when they become emotional disconnected. Cold-hearted, no regards for others' feelings. Love, 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 and I'm going to read out what she has. Love you all to life. I love you too. Owning my own truth, she wanted to share that. Her life assignment is hashtag painful process to purpose. That was it all about. Thank you, Tina, so much. But she mentioned it in there. A man and a woman become undateable when they become emotionally disconnected, mentally disconnected. That's why I want to move to the well-being. See, I was talking on a show recently about being able to say the word no. A lot of us have a problem. As a matter of fact, I was listening to someone talk about it on one of the shows that came on television about no. Our problem is that we can't tell people no because we're afraid we may hurt their feelings. But when do you consider yourself? See, a person is undateable when you tell them no and they refuse to accept no. They're undateable. Why do you continue entertaining? Don't say yes because you're afraid they're going to get upset. That's unfavorable to you, and it's unfavorable to them. So they become undateable. We want to give a shout out to my fraternity brother, George M. Scott, Jr. of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Incorporated. Thank you, George, for taking time to be part of it. See, your well-being, your energy, and your time are very important. Unbeatable when they consume your energy and your time. When they take up all your energy and all your time, and you don't see a direction to go, they become unbeatable. See, we're talking about emotional versus reality. See, a person that emotional disconnected, not living in reality. The word no puts you in reality. Saying yes so they don't feel bad leads to emotional, and it leads to your feelings instead of the reality that my time and energy is important to me, so I want to be able to determine what direction my life. So it's too many times we're caught up in that. So that's a person that's undateable, man or woman, who will not accept no. You have to accept it. See, the relationship, again, focus on the well-being, your emotional well-being. Yes, it's your feelings. If they are taking all your energy and your time, and you don't have time for yourself because you're trying to please somebody else, that could be emotionally draining, but it also, you can see them be emotionally disconnected from you. The next thing is mental. You got people play mind games. Some of you have experienced them. They become recognizable when they play mind games. See, they try to play with you. See, they'll start off, and this is a game I know a lot of people play. They'll start off calling, texting every day. Then all of a sudden, they disappear, what you call ghosting. When they ghost you, they play a mind game because they want you to now constantly call them. But another part to that I want you to think about is that that person is now disconnected from you. If they don't have time no more, you don't have time neither. Your answer is there. When people show themselves, believe what you see. Let me give a shout out to Sanders underscore. Is it Letitia? Letitia Sanders. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Corner. Just a shout out to you. Thank you for joining. Sorry about Sanders. Thank you so much. Tina also wrote in this, like one of our co-hosts, and she's typing in her comments. She says, blinding, point, followers or feelers, someone you allow to keep coming that only fills space, not purpose. Man, that's a word in itself. So you said what, our first format falls in line with our well-being. What do an unbeatable relationship look like? You already know. You may have been in many relationships, but if you start writing the pros and cons, you'll see when it comes out of the pros, then you have a challenge on your hand. You know they're unbeatable. They'll ghost you. They emotionally disconnect from you. When people use you to fill space. See, one of the toughest things when you're dealing with people who are undateable is that they make you think that they really want to date you. See, dating has to be authentic and genuine. Just remember that. See, either they got a purpose or they just fill in space. Thank you, Tina, so much for sharing that. Let's look at what the other parts of the well-being will help us see what an undateable relationship looks like. If someone seriously tries to break you down, that could be when you want to to have an opportunity to pray and be in touch with your Lord. They tell you you don't need to do that. When you want to attend service and attend church, why are you going over there? And folks ain't doing nothing but talking crazy. When you see a family that prays together, stays together. But they don't want to pray with you and you and their family. That's undateable. That's a relationship will not be successful. The next well-being that plays in being undateable is finance. Somebody said, oh, you know, here you go with this finance. Let me, opportunity, I was looking at on our social media website, and they have this group of young people that comes on, and they're talking about what young women are looking for. And you have young men on the show, too, and they're in a circle, and they are talking, and young women say they want somebody who's financially in order. They're in a good place. And if you look at statistical data, over 70% of individuals, this was shown in the census, make less than $40,000, from $40,000 to $40,000. So if you said you want someone that is so financially in place that you know you can't date nobody less than that, your choices are limited. So your finance plays where you are undateable to some individuals, and we have to always keep that in mind. Let's look at how some things that really indicate that a person is undateable. Your expectations are set too high. Come on now. Your expectations are set too high. You said, I want this person to do this. I want this person to read this. I want this person. You're not just like, well, I'm not only going to date a certain size of person, a certain height, have a certain amount of money. Your expectation might be set pretty high. Where is you in that category? Sorry, thank you, Denise. That's Minister Denise Stephanie, another person that joined us from time to time as one of our experts and co-hosts sometimes. Thank you so much about being said blessings. She talks about blessings, truly blessing, and she's tied in. Just not honest and integrity is part of someone undateable. So let's truly continue to look at someone who has those expectations kind of high. You can set expectations for yourself. Unless you have a conversation with that person that you are dating on where are their expectations as an individual and what could be our expectation together, then it's too high when you already set an expectation. Let me give a shout out to a couple of people joining us. I'm so glad that they are joining us. We have, I'm going to say, Dr. Easy Blinging Diva. Thank you so much. A shout out to Minister Denise out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. You know, I'm intense with that, but when she come on this, I'll be so glad because she shared some awesome thing about taking your mask off. Being undateable might be where you need to take your mask off and look in the mirror and realize I might not be dateable because what I see, I might not like. So I know about the person that wants to, you know, I want to date may not like it as well. She's constantly driving to a purpose through her ministry. So that's Behind Mass Ministry. Thank you so much, Minister Denise Stephanie. And she's typing, and I want you to do the same thing. I want to give a shout out to, I call this person good friend, Mrs. Sherry E. Pickett. That's, I call my good friend, wife, D.P. She's a member of, Cherie is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time to watch us today. Having a high expectation or setting expectation too high. Not having, you can have what you want for yourself, but don't try to plan for someone else. Talk with them about that, because it's important that we communicate effective communication. You think too little of yourself. There you go. I relationship with yourself. If you don't have a good relationship with yourself, you will not be able to be successful dating someone else. You got to love yourself. You have to think highly. You have to work on your inner self so you can be available, because it comes from your heart and your soul. God is excited about that. God is jumping for joy to know that your heart is at peace. Your soul have joy. That's what God is excited about, because his children is full of joy. That's why when people tell you, no matter what you go through throughout the day, even the night, joy comes in the morning. The 23rd Psalm says, lie down in the green pasture. Because you know what? It restores my soul. You see how it ties in. So thinking too little of yourself makes you become undateable. You always rely on others. You got people do that. They rely on other people to carry their banner. You have to carry your own banner. That's why you got to work hard to be the best version of yourself. You know, I tell and have no shame. I invest my time by seeing a counselor, and been doing it for 7 years, because I want to be the best version of myself. So you have to keep that in mind. So don't rely on anybody else to make you feel good. If you can't look in the mirror and feel good about yourself, then you got something going on in your well-being of life. We want to move forth and talk about some more undateable looks. You place too much weight on dating. See, again, if you don't have a good relationship with yourself to have an awesome relationship out there dating, you need to make your mind whether it's going to be a situationship or a relationship. You have to do that. No one can do that. As Minister Denise says, but ask yourself this. Do you possess the values that you are asking of others? That's what I'm talking about. Since you rely on others, do you ask yourself? And the next focus of what relationship look like, you aren't ready for a relationship. See, that's when you know you're in an undateable relationship, when you know you're not ready, but you still push forth. You still press on, because society might be telling you you need to be in a relationship so you can be accepted by society. I actually heard this from a politician many years ago when he was running for a position or running for office. And at the time, they were single. And it's not because they chose, God transitioned the person wife. And he was during that period, he was already a politician in one position he wanted. He said, I need to get married because people think something about you when you're not married. See, it's how you value yourself. See, so you have to keep that in mind. You don't have to do it for others if you weren't ready for that relationship. But God bless his soul. He has transitioned on, and he's looking down. And I truly respected him because he was truthful, he was honest, he was a good man. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. That's 347-857-4192. press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Then I ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Laura B. Smith from the Dr. Lowe neighborhood. It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in the neighborhood, block by block. We also want to give a shout out to Prosperous_Tell is joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, being a part of this today. Let's move forward with a couple other things that we can see as characteristics. We got to realize people have characteristics that makes you undateable. You might ask yourself, what are those characteristics? See, it's the perception you have of a person. Meaning if you're a woman, you have a perception of a man. If you're a man, you have a perception of that man. So you create what we call characteristics that you expect a person to have. See, women are more likely than men to report or share with you the lack of self-confidence. This is where they see some men, being too lazy, being too needy, and engaging too much in playing video games and watching television. Do you know about that? Have you experienced that in your life as a woman? An individual who lacks self-confidence. An individual who just lazy. See, we're not away from calling things what it really is. If the individual is just lazy, they just lazy. And you have to say it. You have to make a decision that this person is not dateable for me. So as a woman, you can do that. And can also do that as well. See, too many times we try to label certain things with certain gender. A woman can lack self-confidence. She can lack the ability to engage. She can be lazy. And she can be needy. These are a few characteristics that come into play that don't allow you to date that person. When you saw some things shared across the stream in regards to Facebook, it's been said about honesty. See, if a person is not honest, they're not dateable. If a person is not don't have integrity, they're not dateable. If a person don't have a purpose, they're not dateable. And we have to look at those things. Then if a person don't have values, they're not dateable. Whether it's a man, woman. See, we can get caught up in the materialistic things. We got to get caught up in understanding that all of these things I just shared with you mean that these people have a handle on their inner self. They are full of confidence without their work. Because see, a relationship requires you to work and not be lazy. You can't be lazy in a relationship. A relationship requires you to be to your individual as a love language, an act of service. It's not an act of needing. If you're a needy person, you need not to get into a relationship. If you engage in things that you call your entertainment, but it's going to put a stress or strain on your relationship, like watching TV all the time and playing video games. I hear too many times on these shows what these individuals talk about, you know, why they're not successful in their relationship. It could be divorce court. It could be any other of those shows that comes on because he won't even work. He's lazy. He won't get a job. but he'll stay on the video games all day. Then he tries to convince you, I want you to hear this, that he's going to make some money. You won't get out and put the boots on the ground, Tina, at the least. He won't get out and do that. He will sit there and think money going to come to him. See, he's undateable. But if you have experienced that with someone, I hope you learned your lesson. Your time and your energy for granted. Because you're investing your energy in that person and your time in that person. And the reality is, he's too lazy, he's too needy, and he engages in things that don't help a relationship. See, that's a scary thing to deal with. We have to always keep in mind, make it like they always say, deal breaker. Those are deal breakers that you're not going to accept. And also consistently, there are many studies been put into place and been done show that women desire mates who are dominant, ambitious. Is that what you desire? See, that makes them dateable because he's dominant. He's ready to take charge. He's ready to have the responsibility. He accepts that I didn't do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to work. He's ambitious, and it ain't all about money all the time. Ambition says, I want to strive to be the best at what I'm doing. As I say, coming from my counseling session, I feel like I am the best version of me, but I'm still getting better. Someone needs to step up and be ambitious. Someone has to be excited with themselves. If they're not excited with themselves and where they are in life, knowing they can continue to get better, then it's time to move on. So when they want to be specifically, we talk about men and women. Sometimes men more or less focus on certain things like children, having children. See, that's something that's a part of a characteristic that makes you become undateable because everybody's not wanting children. They may already have children. They not have the ability to produce children anymore. So it plays in and makes you undateable, my brother and my sister. You asking that person to do that, and they may not be willing to do that and capable of doing it medically or mentally sometimes or financially. All of that come into play. This one really had me going that some men's, they gotta tell you this, that you talk too much. That makes you undateable. You know, one of the things that I do have a serious problem, I always said that's important to me. I don't want to be in a room with someone and think they're the smartest person in the room, and they may not be. Because they carry themselves and they want to think they're smart. So they're running their mouth all the time. They know no matter what you say, they have experienced it. They know the answer to it. That, to me, is really a downer. Really, I don't want to be around and you think you're the smartest person in the room? Because you're trying to show by verbally doing it. Knowledge coming all forms. My dad always told me, you get all that books in, my boy. My son, you got all that books in. He said, what makes you a man that's dateable? He said, you have some common sense to go along with it. Common sense is important. You just think you're going to be all book sense? It becomes undateable because you're going to irritate that very person you're trying to date because you're always running your mouth. Already, you know everything. Nobody else knows nothing. You're the other one, and you believe you're the only one that knows everything. And being undateable is having a low sex drive.
enough to end a relationship. And I want you to think about a low sex drive can end a relationship. Whether it's male or female. I didn't say you could have had a moderate. I didn't say you had to have a high. But having a low one will create a problem in your relationship. And talk about particular women and some things that make them undateable. I was just bringing out some characteristics there. Let's talk about specific things now. See, an undateable woman might want to seek out a Prince Charming. See, we sometimes in fairy tale world, that's not reality. Just like I was talking about that show I was watching, may have been on Instagram or whatever it was, where in the group of young folks there, and they're in their 20s and 30s, and all they talk about, they want a man to make this amount of money. They got to be this height, and they got, you know, have to be this tall, have to be this body build and everything. See, that's your Prince Charming. I'm not saying it's not a Prince Charming out there, but over 7% of those individuals you're seeking are not Prince Charming. They are just brothers who's able to be responsible. See, they are brothers that are grown men. See, you should be seeking a grown man, not a Prince Charming. I'm not trying to take away from what you believe. Seek a grown man. See, a grown man gonna be responsible. A grown man gonna be able to communicate with you. A grown man financially will make sure everything is provided to give you the protection. See, that's what a grown man, see, if you seek the priest, Prince Charming, you're going to end up with a grown male. He has all the tools as a grown man, but he is not capable of functioning because he still have a sense of an overgrown boy. Be very careful about what you seek out there if you're seeking Prince Charming. You have these unrealistic expectations that she wants this guy to meet. First of all, is he interested in you? Because you may have some things that he don't want. See, when you're seeking Prince Charming, and when your numbers are low, where you're perceived as not many Prince Charming, not many grown men out there available, then a grown man could be in the category right there. But your Prince Charming, then you will overlook what's positive that that person has. And we always have to keep that in mind. That dude may not meet what you ask him. Now, he'll put on a good show for you. We sent our representative. If you say you want somebody to charm you and have the money, you have a roll of water money in their pocket, they'll take you to do everything. But that representative will show up to be the real person after a period of time. So you have to keep in mind that when you just focus on the Prince Charming or having unrealistic expectations for the dude that you meet or the guy you meet, this leads you to not being able to recognize who's really available for you. So you become undateable. Don't be afraid. It's real talk. What she do, she nicks. This is a person that's undateable, a woman that's undateable. She nicks each and every guy who tried to impress her because she picks that individual or that certain Prince Charming. She get rid of those guys because they're going to try to impress you. That's not real. Let's make sure it's real. All right, let's look at the men that are undateable. What makes a man undateable?
guys who do not know how to handle a conversation. They don't stand a chance. A guy who do not know how to handle a conversation, which is effective communication, listening first, talking second, taking what you heard, analyzing, and then responding back to it without getting angry, like getting upset. If you get upset because you can't handle the conversation, then you're going to have a situation that makes you undateable. See, the inability to respond and listen, as I just said, makes you undateable. Sense of humor is another plus that you can have. But that's usually difficult to come by. You also see guys who should invest in being interesting and being a talker and in being a good listener. That's what you should invest in, making yourself interesting because you're operating from the inner self. Being able to have conversations, sometimes it becomes hard conversations. Unpleasant, where you agree to disagree, making sure you're listening to what's going on with your significant other, your husband, your wife, your partner, life partner, whoever it may be. Listen to them. Be a good listener. That's a skill you need to work on. That's why we say effective communication is listen first and talk second. Open communication is when you're able to talk about situations. You're able to listen. You're able to share with them. Those are the things that if you're not able to, you're undateable. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying yourself. I'll ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith. We have about 10 minutes left on our time, and truly it's been awesome. And I thank each and every one of y'all for committing. Thank you, Tina, put a boots on the ground, Robinson, a member of the team of WBSW Radio. Thank all of you, but she shared some comments. You also have the Minister Denise Stemmett share some comments. Thank you so much for sharing with us, because we want to hear what you have to say. We have a couple of things we'll cover in the next 7 minutes. How do you tell if you are undateable? How do you tell if you are undateable? And it's something we have to check ourselves. We have to assess ourselves. First of all, assess yourself every day to see what happened that day and see how you can improve on it tomorrow. If you're looking to date, assess how you're functioning in your family relationship, a friendship, before you get into a romantic relationship. What kind of relationship you having with yourself? Meaning, do you have a good relationship with yourself? Are you comfortable with your own self? These are the things that you have to think about. See, these are some signs that you're undateable. You are a horrible roommate. See, if you just got a roommate, you're in college or you're later in life, you pick up a roommate, rented a room out for somebody in your place. If you're horrible, how are you going to live with someone for the rest of your life if that's never going to go? You delay asking someone out. You're really not ready to date. We said that earlier. You have to be ready today. You're too big. Oh, he has to be 6 feet, full of muscle, weigh this amount, make this amount of salary or money. You're too big. It's all right to have that. Your numbers are limited. And that's true. I read about 75% of our people fall in the category in the salary really from 50,000 and below. You have about, you got 25 that's in that upper or even that category where you're six figures or seven figures or eight figures. It gets smaller as you get up, the higher it goes. Your route to the server, that when you're out and you always going off because they didn't bring you what you're supposed to or what you asked for, you are rude to them. That makes you undateable. Because you're rude to them, or you're picky about everything, you're going to be picky with the person that you're dating. And you're rude to the waiter or the server, you're going to be rude to the person that you like to date. You brag too much on Facebook. Facebook is not to post everything that you're I'm successfully doing this. Something, you know, when you're righteous and you do right, right leads you. You don't never have to put yourself ahead of what's right. Your reputation precedes you. People will know when you come in that room whether or not you're at the level you want to be recognized at. And you don't have to get on Facebook and brag about it. Braggadocious is one way to turn people off. You don't lie to the delivery man. They call it, okay, when they say the delivery man, maybe there's something delivered to the house, okay, I'm going to take care of that, man. I'm going to be there that time. You know, so when you start doing things, a little small thing, make sure you keep an eye out there because they're important. The only non-complimentary animals. And non-complimentary animals. No, that's what you own. And you can, how you classify as non-complimentary animals, some people will say like a fish. So I use that one example. That may not be the exact example you want to hear. Nothing wrong with owning that. A lot of times people say if you have a dog and cat, they're going to show you love when you show them love. You're a hoarder. And I truly, truly think that is the biggest challenge. Because I know many years ago, I was on a dating scene, and I used to invite you over to have a walking house, and stuff is all over the place. You got to step across it. In my mind, I'm like, oh, no, this ain't where I want to be. You have to look at that. Then we want to look at what makes you dateable, makes you available to date. Dateable people, dateable people are interested and friendly. And it's reflected in their body language. They lean toward the person they are talking to. They subtly mirror their movement. They always seal the deal with a smile. Good eye contact allows you to chat someone up without uttering a word. Those are the things that makes you dateable. You're interested and you're friendly. That person is an interesting person right there. He's an interesting person. They're friendly. Friendly come from your inner self. How you're projected comes from your inner self. So always keep that in mind. And finally, the traits of a dateable person. A person who becomes driven and motivated. That's a person that's dateable. A person who's honest. They're going to be to you in values. They'll be to you in the values. It's the V-A-L and the U. See, they to you in the values. It become mutual because y'all have mutual values. Be an intelligent person, man or woman. You don't have to know it all, but at least have some knowledge about things that are being ask to you or things you share with you. Be open. That's a trait of a person dateable. And the lesson I think so important, be present. Don't be in a relationship and be absent, even in the city now. Be present, be interested in what's going on in that relationship. To you. But those are the things that are so important to being dateable. And a healthy relationship, I'm going to run off these things right quick and we're going to call it for the day. Mutual respect. You got to have respect for each person's values. And you have to be able to understand people's boundaries. Trust. Partnership plays trust in each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt. If you trust that person, you can give them a benefit, but you got to trust yourself first, I believe. Honesty. To be honest, you have to be willing to compromise, not get angry, not go off, not fly off, but be willing to compromise when things come into play. Agree to disagree, but also be willing to compromise. Individuality, we all have that in a relationship. I have what I have, my foundation principles, you have yours. That makes up my individuality, so I'm willing to offset that. Good communication, which is effective. Open communication, which is effective. Anger control. So you got to be control your anger. When someone having a conversation, you feel like you need to walk away because they're asking you something because you want to get angry and you know you're going to be angry, then 9 times out of 10, you got to control that. If you want to be in a healthy relationship, and last but not least, always fight fair. We always will never punch below the belt. And that don't mean literally hitting someone, but if you do hit them, that's dangerous in itself. But don't, you know, stay away from talking about family members, talking about children. That's not a fair fight. People get very angry when we do that. So be comfortable with yourself. And I tell you, as we said and stated throughout this format, when do you become undateable, whether you're a man or a woman? Look at the traits of a healthy relationship, then you'll know where you are. It's been awesome talking with y'all today. God has been blessing, and he's given us blessings. And we truly want to thank him. Truly, I love you. I do love you from my heart. I'm getting kind of high because my cameras are up. It's from my heart. And as we close out, I want to thank each one of my listeners. We still want you to register for our trip to Atlanta, which is 3 nights and 4 days. On December 10th, we're going to raffle it off. As well as our trip to Cancun, which is 5 days and 6 nights. I'm going to switch it over. 5 nights and 6 days in Cancun, Mexico. We're going to pay for the hotel. We have to take care of your flight and all the means of getting there. And once you are the winner, you'll have 18, you activate it immediately, then you have 18 months to take that trip. It'll be there, already paid for in regards to the hotel. Each of these hotel giveaways we give, is these trips or these giveaways is just for the hotel. You'll take care of your travel there and your other amenities. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome. We'll shout out again to Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They have an awesome affair coming up on December the 10th. These are the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They have a holiday celebration. The theme is Magic Under the Moonlight. The cost is $25. You can go on Eventbrite. It'll be held at the Butler County Fairground in Greenville, Alabama. And our entertainment will be Daryl E-Train Elliott, a DJ that works at Big KD in South Central Alabama. He's from 2 to 6, and he'll be there bringing the entertainment. And we know how his shows go. Come out, be a part of it, go online and to Eventbrite, and we have it advertised on Facebook, on Instagram. All you got to click on, purchase a ticket, and you'll be there. And again, if you want to use, general admission is $25. If you want to do VIP. That's close to you. You got a table close to the DJ, right on top of him, right there to hear everything he's saying and doing. Is $40. And we have a T2 of VIP, which is 35, is at the front of the room, just in front of the stage, but you won't be around the DA. You'll be close to it in that matter. It's $35. Go to Eventbrite. You can go to Holiday Celebration Magic Under the Moonlight. This is sponsored by the Z Squad Foundation. All part of the proceeds will go to scholarships and for the operations of that foundation. We look for you to purchase a ticket. We're posting. We'll be running hard. We need you to get your ticket. We need you to be there in Greenville, Alabama, at the Butler County Fairground. It's located on Highway 110 West in Greenville, Alabama, America Heritage Road. That's the actual location where it sits on America Heritage Road. Got to get it out. Off Highway 10 in Greenville West. Highway 10 West. We look forward to have you on there. If you have any questions, the number to call is 334-301-8775. 334-301-8775. That's December 10th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Butler County Fairground in Greenville, Alabama, on Highway 10 West, America Heritage Road. So we'll check. We look forward for you to purchase a ticket, or if you know a brother in Beta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, give them a call. You might be Facebook friends, and they can get you, they'll put you in the right direction for a ticket. For the general admission, it's $25. That's in advance. For Tier 1 VIP is $40. Tier 2 is $35. And if you want to get it on the day of the show, a day of the entertainment, it's going to cost you $40 at the door. Look forward to you working with those brothers of 586 Attorney Corporation. Ben has been awesome. We're going to close out. We've gone over 8 minutes over the time. Thank each and one of you. As I was saying, I love you from my heart. Got away from that. But to wrap this up, as I do, hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Communicate understanding. We got this is a hashtag as well. Along with truly, truly, with the information that we think is important. And I have to wait a minute because whenever the phone rings, it takes us up on the opportunity and lose out on individuals we're trying not to lose out on. So we want to go and make sure we do that before we really close out, because I want them to be a part of the close out as well. As we leave this show, God bless us one more time. Truly, I want you to ask our Lord and Savior, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Go to the door. Your altar of prayer, your room of prayer, and knock, and the door will be open. God will bless you in many ways. So have an awesome rest of the day. We'll be back on Monday talking with to you prime time at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Have an awesome rest of the day and the weekend. And truly, I love y'all from my heart. And as we close, I want to say this to you. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.